Welcome to the PacMate Basic Training. My name is Ron Miller. This training will consist of a number of modules, beginning with an introduction to PacMate, and moving on through setting up your PacMate, and learning how to make it work for you. Introduction to the BX400. I've got the BX400 on the table in front of me, and what we're going to do is take a tour around the actual unit itself. And beginning at the front, you'll feel that there is a hook on each corner of the unit, where you can attach the carry strap. Both the left and right side are smooth, and all of the action on this unit happens in the back. Leaving the unit oriented correctly in front of you, if you feel around just in from the right rear corner, you'll feel a rocker switch. And that's the power switch to turn the unit on and off. It's oriented horizontally, so you will press either the left or the right side of that, and you'll feel that it rocks under your finger. Press the power switch to the left to turn the PacMate on, and to the right to turn it off. After you press the power switch, it'll return to the center neutral position. Immediately to the left of the rocker switch, you'll feel the power jack, where you plug the AC power adapter in, and just above that, and diagonally to the left of that, you'll feel a rectangular opening. That's the USB port. And continuing to the left, you'll feel the first compact flash slot. Now, you'll notice that we've made some cutouts so that it's easy to grab the card with your fingertips and pull it out. To the left of that slot is another identical compact flash slot, since this unit does accommodate two compact flash cards. And immediately to the left of the second compact flash slot, you'll feel a square window. Behind that window is the hardware for the infrared port. And to the left of that is a small rectangle with two small jacks within that rectangle. The jack closest to the edge of the PacMate is the headphone jack, and the jack closest to the center of the PacMate is the microphone or headset jack. You'll notice I said headset jack, and that's because this jack can be used with a cell phone headset. One of the headsets that consists of a boom mic and an earbud, or a boom mic and an earpiece. These headsets are also sold for some of the cordless telephones as well. So if you want to use a conventional headset, it can be plugged into the left-hand jack, the jack closest to the edge of the PacMate. If you want to use a conventional microphone, it would be plugged into the jack closest to the center of the PacMate. You're going to notice a couple of things about the PacMate keyboard right away. One will be that it's basically a Perkins-style keyboard, with two extra keys added, one under your left pinky finger, one under your right pinky finger. The key under your left pinky finger is called .7. The one under your right pinky finger, or little finger, is called .8. And those are to do a couple of things. They accommodate 8-dot computer braille, .7 acts as a backspace key, and .8 acts as a return key. You'll notice above the braille keys, there are a line of function keys. These function keys have been labeled F1 through F8, and the number for each function key corresponds to the braille key that it's above. So, for example, the function key that's above Braille.1 is F1. The function key above Braille.2 is F2, and so on. In the center of the keyboard, you'll notice a large cross-shaped rubber button. That's the cursor cross. It serves the same functions as the arrow keys do on a PC-style keyboard. You'll use it for up and down functions when you're within a list, and you can move within a document in all four directions. Just below the cursor cross and below the Braille keys, you'll feel the spacebar. If you find function key number 8, just above .8 with your little finger, and you move your little finger to the right, you'll feel a crescent shape molded into the plastic. Just below that crescent shape is the microphone. The speaker for the PacMate is located at the top left corner. You'll feel a little depression with holes in it, and the speaker is behind that. And along the very top center of the BX400, you'll feel a place where the plastic has been indented into a large kind of inverted crescent, and if you feel in there, you can feel the Freedom Scientific logo and also Freedom Scientific written in embossed characters. I want to take a moment to talk about issuing commands using the Perkins-style keyboard. The first thing you need to know about is cording. Cording simply means that you hold down the space bar as you press other keys, sort of like a piano chord where you hold multiple keys down to make a chord. For example, if you wish to issue a tab command to the PacMate, you would hold down the space bar and dots 4 and 5. So we would say you would press dots 4-5 chord. If you wish to issue a shift tab command, you press dots 1-2 chord, or dots 1-2 and the space bar all at the same time. The control tab command is issued by pressing dots 5-6 chord, and the shift control tab by pressing dots 2-3 chord. If you wish to move to the beginning of the document, you would press dots 1-2-3 chord. If you wish to move to the end of the document, you'd press dots 4-5-6 chord. As we mentioned earlier, dot 7 acts as a backspace key, and dot 8 acts as a return key. The say all command, which causes the PacMate to read continuously down through a document, can be performed by pressing dots 3-7 and the down arrow key. Or for those of you who are used to Blazy and Freedom Scientific note takers, you can issue the same command by pressing dots 1-2-4-5-6 chord. To interrupt speech, press dot 6-8, and that'll stop reading. To read the current line, you'd press a C chord, or dots 1-4 and the space bar. To read the current word, press dots 2-5 chord. To read the current letter, press dots 3-6 chord, and if you need to hear the word spelled out, you can press dots 2-5 chord twice quickly. And if you just don't understand what letter the PacMate is saying and you wish to hear it phonetically, you can press 3-6 chord twice quickly. I've given you basic keystroke commands that you'll need to get through the basic training. For a greater list of most commonly used commands, refer to your quick start card. Now let's take a brief look at the function keys. As I mentioned earlier, each function key is assigned the same number as the Perkins Braille key below it. F1 acts as the escape key, and we'll refer to it as escape, since that's the function it performs. F2 is the same as pressing the Alt key, so if you're in an application and you press the F2 key, it'll be the same as pressing the Alt key. You'll be able to go to the File menu, Edit menu, all of the things that you're used to encountering there. The F4 key acts as the Windows key. It takes you to the Start menu. And the F5 key brings up a list of currently running applications. It's very much similar to pressing the Alt-Tab key on your PC. F3 opens FS Calc, which is an application we'll talk about a little later. And F6 opens FS Edit. And again, that's an application we'll talk about later. F7 launches the stopwatch. And F8 launches File Explorer. Again, we'll talk more about these applications later. I just want you to know what functions these keys perform at this time. Now let's take a brief look at the bottom of the BX400. With the unit still oriented on the table in a normal operating fashion, if you'll rotate the unit so that it's standing on its back edge with the bottom of the unit facing you and the space bar pointed up toward the ceiling, if you hold it in your hands with your palms resting against the sides and feel the bottom of the unit with your right thumb, you'll find a square well recessed into the bottom of the PacMate. If you put your finger or your thumb in that well and slide it to the right, you'll feel that you press against a lever. That lever locks and unlocks the mechanism that allows the PacMate and the Braille display units to join together and become an integrated unit. If you move the lever to the right, you'll notice that a small drawer pops out of the front of the PacMate. You'll notice if you take this drawer out, it creates a large space underneath the keyboard of the PacMate. That's where the Braille display will slide in. The drawer is compartmentalized into three varying size compartments, and you can store stuff in there if you wish to when you slide the drawer back into the PacMate.